Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Nun Dalet 154, the Isser of eating non-kosher animals. Shelo le'echol behema v'chaya tameya. Says the pasuk, as we read yesterday, Daber bnei Yisrael emar, zos l'chaya asher tochlu. These are the animals that you should eat. Mikol behema asher al aretz, from all the animals on the land. Kol mafresis parso v'shasas shesa prasos, ma'al asgera ba behema osotochelu. Only the animals with the two kosher signs, the animals that chew their cud and have split hooves, those that can be eaten. Achazeh lo tochlu, but you cannot eat the ones that do not have two signs. And the Torah lists off the ones that have one sign. Gamal, Shafan, Arneves, and Chazir. Those four only have one, and therefore one is not allowed to partake of them. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shelo le'echol behema v'chaya tameya. One is not allowed to eat non-kosher animals. We already had the Isser of eating trefa, a kosher animal which had a problem with it that it was going to die. We already had chelev, which was kosher animals that have certain parts of it they're not allowed to be in. So this is the Avera of eating a non-kosher animal. These four. Regarding other non-kosher animals, there's no explicit lav in the Torah. These four, you're not allowed to eat because they are not kosher, and they don't have two signs. Aval mikivan sha'amra ha-Torah, kol behema mafresas parsa v'chulu, malas gira ba-behema osotochelu, but once the Torah says it needs two in order to be eaten, neida shekomash inban boshnei simanim yachad hu nemnamila achlo. So we know implicitly that if it doesn't have two simanim, one is not allowed to eat it. V'zeh lav abam echal asay. This is called an avir that comes out from the language of an asay. V'heikar etzlein lav abam echal asay asay vein lokan alav. At this stage, we would have said that you don't get malchus, though we will see that you do. V'yamnam nesru lanu gamkim shar behem avachay mekal v'chomer. It's also based on a kal v'chomer, which we'll also see is not the end of the story. Sh'anu omer mechazir v'agamal sheish b'hem siman tara echad anu lokan alav. If animals which have one kosher sign, they're usher, and you get malchus. Kal v'chomer shar behem achay she'in lam siman tara b'klal shalokan alayim. Surely others, and we'll see soon that it is not really a kal v'chomer. It is a medrash, but ultimately, it's just a gilui milsa, as I'll mention soon. But just 2 points. First, just the language of the pasuk that we started off with. Bnei Yisrael, say to Bnei Yisrael, this is the chai shetochlu mikala behema asher al haaretz, from every behema on the land. So I saw an interesting thought. What is that phrase teaching me? Al haaretz. You need the two signs for every, where else is the animal? Asher al haaretz. What is to contrast from the dugim? We'll know the dugim soon. So I saw in the Kamoti Shal Rav, he quotes from a sefer Kerem Tzvi. He quotes that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin a story. Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta havikazo b'urcha. Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta was going on the way. Pagu bo hanach aryusud havikonami lape. There were two lions that started walking towards him to eat him. Amar hakfirim shoagim lataref. He quoted a pasuk in Tehillim, and all of a sudden, right, these are the level of the Amoraim. All of a sudden, two pieces of meat drop down from the Shemayim. Nachisu leitarti atmasa. Chada achluah v'chada shavku. They ate a piece, and the other one they left. Isi v'asal be medrash. So he went and he brought it to the base medrash. Boyala, and he asked the shayla. Davartami uzeo davartar. It fell down from Shemayim. Is it kosher or not kosher? Amru le, they said to him, ain davartami yoremina Shemayim. If it comes from Shemayim, then it's got to be tahar. In the Hemshech HaLegemara also, Reb Zeira asked if you have a dmus of a donkey that came down from heaven, and they said again, Ein davar tama yorid min hashamayim. So that's what this Gaon suggests, that when it says that you need the two signs, that's only al haaretz. If it comes down from Shemayim, you don't need the two signs, even if it doesn't have two signs, because Ein davar tama bam in the Shemayim. That is a cute thought related to those two words of al haaretz. Number one. Number two is the Kal V'chomer that we just said. The Kal V'chomer, based on a medrash, that if the animals even with one kosher sign are off limits, then surely the animals with two non-kosher signs, meaning no kosher signs, they're definitely off limits. On a hashkafic level, the Bali Musar, the Klayakar, I'll read it from, says maybe it's just the opposite. Maybe it's just the opposite. Because if you look in the language of the text, somewhat unusual. The Torah says, don't eat a camel, because, why can you eat a camel? Because it chews its cud, but it doesn't have split hooves. Just say, because it doesn't have split hooves. What does he have to say? Don't eat the camel because it chews its cud. That's a reason that you should be able to eat it. So why say that? Or by the pig, it says, don't eat the pig because it has split hooves, but it doesn't chew its cud. So why say the one simon that it does have? says the Kli Yakar, because in this way it tries to trick the world. It tries to say, hey, look, I'm a little tar. I'm okay, you can eat me. It tries to trick. The pig sticks up his feet and says, look, I have split over, I split hooves. Ubir in Yinzesh, Asim and Tarish, Abakulan, Mosif, Tumal, Tumasan. Right, the Kli Yakar says it's worse. Kedarach Shama be'Esav, like it says by Esav, Shenim Shalachazir, Sheposhet es Tlafav laharos kilu kasher, V'tocha moli tocha mirma, like he puts out his hands and he does keep it of an aim and he asks questions about taking miser from salt. But inside is really tame. V'zemore al kol mishen tocha kabaro, Kemidas hatzvuim, Hamarim et asvam ksherim, like those colored people, colored in a spiritual sense. That they show, they make themselves as kosher on the outside. The hema b'li safik gruim in a rasha hagomur shetachol bar shavin laraz. Like somebody who's a total rasha, his outside is like his inside, and they're both wicked. Somebody tries to say that he's kosher on the outside and inside he's tar. That, in a sense, is even worse. In a sense, is even worse. That is the Kli Yakar and other of the Baalei Mussar. Here's a fascinating discussion relating to the pig. So the pig is a tummy animal, and we just said he's even worse. There are midrashim that talk about la'asid lavo, the pig is going to become kosher. That's what the Medrash says. The Medrash says, the Arachayim HaKadosh quotes it in Tanai Hu Bedavar, Shahachazir Aser Ba'achila Kolzmanchu Gera Lo Yigar, Avalo Asil Lavo, Yahwa HaChazir Gera, V'yachzer Lios Mutter Ba'achila, Kefisha Yamutter Lefnei Matan Torah. We'll be able to eat the pig. Veloshi Yishar Belo Gera, V'yei Mutter, Ki HaTorah Lo Tishtane. It's not that it'll be mutter and still not chew its cud, because that's saying that the Torah will change. The mitzvahs will change. That's not true. The mitzias will change. Mitzias could change. That's fine. Just that the mitzvahs can't change. So here says the Medrash, quoted in the Arachayim HaKadosh right here, that the Chazer will ultimately come back to be kosher. And that's, by the way, why it's called Chazer. Lachzor, that is going to be Choser and come back to be kosher. But most Rishonim assume that we should not be taking this Medrash literally. The Radvaz in the Teshuva says there's a certain angel that's called Chazriel, and it's always prosecuting Am Yisrael Kateger, and Lasilavo, it means that it's going to be Sanegar, it's going to become a defense attorney. That's one. Or Rabbeinu Bachai is even has a elaborate discussion of this. The Meir Bachai says, no, a Chazer doesn't mean Chazer. And he says you have to understand, go back to understand what this means. The Torah lists off four non-kosher animals. The Gamal, the Shafan, the Arneves, and the Chazir. The Medrash says that these four symbolize and represent the four Golios that we went through. Ube Medrash Hizkir Kan Arba Chayos Eila Barba Psukim Kol Chay V'Chay Papasuk B'Pnei Atzmo Lirmoz Al Arba Malchios Shahayu Bizmanim Chalukim Kol Echad V'Echad Golos B'Pnei Atzmo. The Gamal, and they quote a pasuk based to back up everyone. The Gamal is Bavel. The pasuk in Al Naro is Bavel. Bas Bavel Hashduda Sheisher Asher Yishalim Lach Es Gemulech SheGamal Tlanu. So it's a play on words of Gamal. Shafan is Yavan, and the Arneves is Madai. Right, that's the that was the Talmai's wife was Arneves. That was one of the words that they changed to the Septuagint. And Chazir is Galus Revi'i. That's Edom. That's Edom. That's the Galus we are in now. And he says, the Rabbeinu Bachai, if you look in Mishnah Torah, when everything in Sefer Dvarim, these halachas of kashrus are repeated, the first three are said in one pasuk, and Chazir gets its own pasuk. Why? Lirmos ki ashalosh galios, apal pi shahayu zmaneim chalukim hayu, ki ilu hei mechubarim. The first three galios, it's as if they were together, it's as if they were one galus, lefish zmanim mu'at v'katsar, because they were all close together. Aval galus revi'i, but the fourth galus is kiru b'fei atzmo b'im parsha zu b'im mishnah Torah lahoros, Ki, who galus aruch befnei atzmo v'shachol k'neged kulam. This Chazer galus, this Edom galus, right, Chazer is Edom, is Esav, so this is a different quality and quantity than all the other galios, and that's why it has its own pasuk in Sefer Dvarim. David HaMelech, he continues in Tehillim, says the word Hodul Hashem four times, because he sees in the future that we're going to be saved from all four galios, but at the end he says, he quotes his Medrash about the Chazir, and he says, you know why? Because ultimately the Chazir Edom is going to turn and become our friends and going to help us. Sha'asid laha Chazir atara liyoshna. V'ho'inyan, and then he continues something that other Rishonim do not say. The first two Batei Mikdash were built by Am Yisrael. The third base of Mikdash, so we've discussed in the past, but we'll build it, Hashem will build it. He says, Habayis HaShlishi Asida Umazu Lifnoso. Edom is going to help us build the base of Mikdash in the future. Right, it's based on, in the footnotes, where Chevelle points out that it's against the Rambam and it's against other Rishonim. But that's what he says, that Asid, that the Chazir is going to become kosher. Not the real Chazir, but it's Edom, as the Medrash says. Bir inyan al koach shelo, shehu meitzar li Yisrael, ula Asid yashuv, im shar kol kochos la azor v'lismoch li Yisrael, ki yarba hashalom ba'olam. There will be tremendous shalom in the world, and that's related to the Chazir. Okay, back to our mitzvah. So we just said in the paragraph that we have these animals that only have one siman of tara and they're not kosher. Surely the ones that have two, that do not have any siman of tara, and we quoted the klayakar and we quoted the discussion of the pig. But the next paragraph said, even though it's not mefurish in the Torah related to the other animals, you'll learn that from Kal v'chomer. V'lashon Sefer, he quotes the Medrash, Osa tochelu, Osa ba'achila, vein behemet tamei ba'achila. You can eat the kosher animals, not the non-kosher. Ein li ela ba'aseh b'losaseh minayin. How do you know losaseh? Tam alomar, et zelo tochlu mimalei hagira. You list off these four. Ein li ela b'vat shar behemet tamei minayin. How do you know the others, the other non-kosher animals? Vidinu. So we say it's a Kal v'chomer. Uma elu sheish ben simentara. So if one simitara, there's an isser, sharbei mitameya, shema simitara, eino din, it's a kavachomer. That's what the chinuch says. Amnamhu legilim milsa ba'alma. But really, at root, says the chinuch, among other rishonim, you have to say it's not meant to be taken as a literal kavachomer. Because, after all, we know the rule is, last line, ein onshin min hadin. You cannot give a punishment based on a kavachomer, and you get malchus if you eat a treif animal. So it must be a kavachomer that's not really a kavachomer. It's megala. When the Torah says this animal is not kosher, even if it has one simen, so included in that is if it doesn't have either kosher sign. Included. It's not really a kavachomer that I wouldn't have known. No, it's included. It's as if it says it. Right? Because you don't want to get into the problems of ein onshin min adin. Ula fichach, on the end of the page, kol misha achal kazayis bibet tmeya, me'eze min sheyia, lo kemidarai. So we hold that there is malchus for this isser. The sugya of the Ramban also, just wanted before we get to the sugya, the Ramban cannot accept the kavachomer, even as understanding it in terms of a gilui milsa. The Ramban just rejects the medrash. V'tam b'malkas, right here on this pasuk. V'tam b'malkas shar behem etzmeya bebnesha amar akasav b'isra ha-shafan shein mafris parsa u'b'chazir shein amal agera imkein kol shein amal agera mafris parsa hu b'shem isra hazeh ain't sarach l'kavachomer klal. You don't need the kavachomer at all. It's the fairish of gilui milsa. So the other Rishonim would say, the Kavachomer is teaching us the Gili Milsa. Either way, everyone agrees that you're going to get Malkus for this Isser. The Lekach Tov, Rabbi Yosef Engel and Simon Beis, discusses the principle of Ein Onshin Min Hadin, and he quotes four Svaras for Ein Onshin Min Hadin. Why would we say that you're not allowed to get Malkus based on or a punishment based on a Kavachomer? The easiest one to say is, Gzeres HaKasef. Midihi Batorah. It's got to be Mefurish in the Torah. That's number one. Number two is, maybe, and this is what we've mentioned in the context of Edom Zomim in the past, you can't punish based on a Kavachomer if A, which is more Mako, gets a punishment, surely B. We can't say that. Why? Because maybe B is so bad that a punishment isn't even going to help. And we don't want to give them the Kapara, like the Kesef Mishnah suggests for Kasher Zomim v'lo Kasher Asa. If the two Edom actually got Reuven killed, they're beyond Kapara. And therefore, we don't give them the punishment they wanted to, that they inflicted, because it's too late, and it is terrible what they did. Number two, it's beyond. Like the Smog says, by the Isra Moloch, if somebody puts all their kids through Moloch, they're going to be putter. Even though some of your kids through the Moloch fire is going to be chayiv. Why? Because if he puts all his kids, that's so terrible, then this Misa won't be able to help him. That's number two. Number three is that maybe there's a pirach on the Kavachomer. Kavachomer is based on logic. Unlike all the other Yud Gimel Midos, there's some aspect of Misora, of connecting things to the Torah. It's not pure logic. Hekish, Gzeir Shava, there'd be some logical component to it. Which one of these do you say? Which Gzeir Shava do you say? But it's not pure logic. Pure logic, that's a Kavachomer. That's why the Gemara says that according to everybody, a person could darshan a Kavachomer themselves. They don't need Dafka Misora. If they are at least one of the Balei Misora. But that is all number three, because a Kavachomer might have a Pircha on it. And number four, the fourth idea that Rabbi Yosef Engel mentions is based on the principle of Vihitzilu Ha'eda. Throughout Maseches Sanhedrin, we know that we try to do whatever we can in order to acquit a person who is Chayav Misa, and even if he's on his way out to be killed and we hear something, we bring him back. We do everything. Vihitzilu Ha'eda. That's why you have to win by two when it comes to Chayav, and only by one when it comes to bimeko. So maybe suggest the lekach tov that this einot shevet adin is also part of the silo eida, that Chazal are not allowed to darshan this way to give him a punishment. Vasvar bazeh kivan dekav vachomer umamatzinu adam dan mayatzmo kivan shetzipsa Torah l'shaketz u'letaev. Right, the v'chul, let me find it. Hagan medin nefashas tachsiv v'silu eida kiv imkain tzivsa Torah labezdin sheyachabsu v'yishtablu ach batzalas anidon im alkain ein rashon l'drosh midaitam drushos l'chayev oso ve'ein lam l'chayev rak mashach yafto Torah b'feirish v'alkain ein onshin min hadin. So these are four ideas, and you have to see many nafkaminas to the different cases. What about a ben Noach? What about the other nafkaminas that he quotes? That is Rabbi Yosef Engel, but that's the principle that's brought up right here in the Chinuch of Ein Onshin Min Hadin. Okay, let us continue. Says the Chinuch, skipping a paragraph. The previous paragraph he just said that it has to be totally split. They'll, from the top to the bottom. Mishar Shia Mitzvah, what's the Ashkafa? Machakas Avna Bazar, Isur Treva, Beseda Mishpatim. As he said, when it comes to the other Isurim of Ma'achalos Asuros. Ki Odea Elokim, Hashem knows. Ki Kola Ma'achalos, Shehirchik Me'amo, Asher Bachar, all the food that he told his nation not to eat, Yeshrem Nizakim, Mitsuyim Lagufim. There are damages that could happen to our physical. Again, he says this over and over again. Asher Haim Kalim Lenefashos Lefobohem. Our guf is the receptacle for our nefesh. So therefore, Hashem knows what's good for our guf to keep it strong in order to house our nefesh. Ula his al saidei masei matovim. And that's why he told us to stay away from certain foods. Alken yirchikanu meyam laman yifalu hanefashos pu'lasan. We want the nefesh to be able to function properly, so you got to take care of the guf. How do you take care of the guf? By listening to what Hashem says you're allowed to eat. V'lo yigalu, yinalu, but if they am roa mezeg agufos, v'timtum halavavos. Kamosha kazavti sham. 2 points. Number one, I saw, again, in the Kamotzi Shalal Rav, he quotes from Rav Shmuel Yosef Rebinov, that maybe there's a message to the two simanim. One, ben adam lamakom, one ben adam lachavero. On the one hand, yeah, one has to be male gevero. What does that mean? After you swallow something, you gotta bring it up again. You gotta chew it up again and chew it up again. What does that mean? You learn something from a previous generation. We learn a Gemara. We learn a Tosfos. We don't understand it the first time. It's not totally processed and digested with us. We gotta chew it up again and chew it up again. And work on it in order until it gets swallowable for us. Until it gets to a state where we can digest it. Right, that is Malagera. And on the other hand, Mafrisei Parsa, split hooves, what does that mean? The Gemara tells us in Psachim that the money that a person has and the assets, that's like his foot. That supports him, that holds him up. Psachim Kuf Yutes. Ves kol hayakum asher baraglehem, zemamoto shel adam sher amido araglov. So our hooves, our feet, have to be split. That means our money, our assets have to be split, half for us, half for the aniyim. And we have to try to give tzedakah as well. It's got to be a split, and we have to share. So those two simanim, maybe teach us a deeper lesson. The last phrase here, though, was timtum levavos, that non-kosher food causes a closing of the heart. There is a huge discussion. We're not poskening right now at all, but we're just going to mention two of the sources. A big discussion of Rahman al-Islam, let's say a family has a child who is a halachic shote. A shote doesn't have das, la var das, totally you know, the brain is not considered a bardas. So there's a major discussion in the postgame. In the 1800s, we had this. Now, Baruch Hashem, we live in a time where we can basically get kosher fruit almost anywhere. But there are wars sometimes, and even nowadays it might come up, where, let's say, there's a certain school, a certain institution that is best for this child, for this person, but they serve non-kosher food. So what do you do? So the Chassam Sofer, I'll just read you two sources. Chassam Sofer and Rav Moshe. Again, there's a lot more. You can look in the Encyclopedia Rufuit, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Waldenberg. Many discuss it. But the Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva, in Arachayim, in Siman Pei Gimel. He says the case that he's talking about is where it's not a total shote. There is some da'as, but there's mostly shote there. The Chassam Sofer says, Me'ikar Adin is probably okay, but Heidu kadmonenu zal shal yidei ma'acholos asuros b'na'arus mitamtem alev umodud lo teva ra adayin ani omer mutav sheyeshota kol yamav and not send him there. That's the Chassam Sofer, a very strong tshuva. Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva in Arachayim in Chelek Beisim and Peches, Chassam Sofer was only talking about a case where there is some das there. If there is no das at all, so then for sure, says Rav Moshe, and the parents, the doctors figure out that this is the best place for the child, and the best education, and the best therapy, whatever the case may be, Rav Moshe says it is 100% fine to send. And if by some miraculous event the child is cured, So Rav Moshe is going to say it's impossible that you had Timtum Alev and you had a Nesaker. And it must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen this way. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, in 1963, that it would be okay. Okay, Baruch Hashem Bizman Hazeh. Hopefully, if this ever case type of situation ever comes up, so one has to ask the local Rav, but there most places, I think, one would be able to get the kosher food. But that relates to Timtum Levavos, as we just saw. Finishing up Midini HaMitzvah. One final point that we have to talk about. Non-kosher animals are all usher. Doesn't matter if it's chaya or behema. What about people? A person is called nefesh chaya. What about people? Rachmana l'slan, cannibalism. Or we hear terrible stories, we read about it in the kinos. Psar adam. Or at least just conceptually, what's the halacha of meat, a flesh of a person? So Basar Adam, this is a major machlokas we've shown him. Is Adam a chaya? So an Adam doesn't have the two signs, right? We don't chew our cud. We might have split hooves if you consider toes. Ubasar Adam, afa bishanikra Adam nefesh chaya, veinam alakir, vishos hashesa, ein basar bachal isabeim etamea lavra labalav. It's not included in this aveir. Eating non-kosher animal, somebody eats a piece of a flesh of a person, so that is not considered this iser. Lefichach ha'ochel b'nibzaro shosem michelbo b'nchai b'meisein lokanol. There's no malchus, but there's an iser asay. It's an iser asay because it says eat these animals, and a person is not included in those animals. So there's at least an iser asay, but that is the shita of the Rambam. If you look in the continuation, Ramban Zacharon Levracha, the Chinuch quotes the Ramban, which is also a day of Tosfos in Maseches Ksubas Daf Samach, who holds that no, there's not even an asay. There's not even an asay, right? It's on the conceptually, it might even be an iser Rabbanan only. It might even be mutter. The Ritva in Ksubis, Daf Samach, says it's never going to come up anyway, the Hechi Timsi. Because if you get a piece of flesh while the person's alive, that's Eivor Menachai, which the Ritva assumes applies to people, and if it's after the person dies, so then look at the third to last line of the paragraph, Mikol Makom, Psar Yisrael, Mace, Aser Ba'Noah. There's an Iser Hana'ah from a mace. That's the big issue relating to organ transplants and autopsies and other types of issues that come up, getting hana'a min ha'mace, which is a huge discussion, which, by the way, the Chinuch says, Psar Yisrael mace, aser ba'hana'a, which is an important point. But either way, it says the Ritva, so it doesn't really come up l'maisa, because during life it's Eivor Menachai, and after life it's already aser ba'hana'a. But this is a major machlokas we've shown him, the Isra of Bisar Adam. Is it an Isra Asay? Is it Mutter Da'araisa? If you look at the Minchas Chinuch in Os Gimel, he quotes that other Rishonim quote the Ra'ah, as having a real Isser Lav. It's included as an Isser Da'araisa, which the Minchas Chinuch says is another proof that the Chinuch was not written by the Ra'ah. Because why didn't he quote his own opinion then, if he holds it's really Isser Da'araisa, as we've discussed in the past. And in the last paragraph, this Isser applies always, if somebody eats a non-kosher animal, so a piece of a non-kosher animal, so, but maybe they get Malkus, Peshogeg, they will be Pater. Okay, we'll stop here. We will continue with the next mitzvah of checking the kosher signs of fish.